Thanks for joining us for this podcast from the Ellesmere Port Methodist Churches, and congratulations on surviving another week. We hope this service will inspire and encourage you and enable you to continue facing the future with hope and peace. Reverend Jackie Belfield leads us in our opening prayer, after which we sing our first hymn, Angel Voices.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful world you've given to us. Today, as we listen to your word, make our hearts ready to hear your word and our hands willing to do your will. Generous God, we praise you. You sow the seeds of your love across the whole world. You cast your word abundantly down the ages, and you stand by patiently as it germinates and flourishes, fades and dies. We praise you, Lord, for your patience and perseverance, for your solidarity with creation and your people. We thank you for the fertile ground, and we praise you for persisting with the hard-hearted, the fickle, the distracted amongst us. Almighty sower, we seek to be abundant for you. God, we hear your word, but we don't always live our lives in harmony with it. We ask you to forgive us and heal us. God, our Creator, touch our hearts and minds that we may live as you intended. We ask you to forgive and heal us. Jesus, our life giver, give us depth and faithfulness, that God's message may not wither in us. Forgive and heal us. Holy Spirit, our sustainer, make us receptive to your word and to the message of life it brings. Forgive us and heal us. God, in your gracious goodness, speak to us your word of forgiveness and lead us into new and fruitful life with you and for you, until our inner sense finds you and you become our all in all. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Angel voices ever singing round thy throne of light. Angel harps forever ringing, rest not day nor night. Thousands only live to bless thee and confess thee, Lord of might. Thou who art beyond the farthest portal I can scan, can it be that thou in house, great God, we offer all thine own to thee. And for thine acceptance proffer all unworthily. Hearts and minds and hands and voices in our choices
Thank you, Adrian. Now let's read from Romans chapter 8, verses 1 to 11. Life in the Spirit. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and to deal with sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh. You are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you. Amen. Paul's language here overflows with joy as he tries to describe the blessings of being in the life of Christ. He spent some time showing how we get nowhere if we rely on trying to obey God's law ourselves or striving to live up to that inner sense of what is right. The problem is the power of sin. God sent his Son as a human to deal with sin. Through his death on the cross, the penalty and power of sin in our lives has been dealt with. We're no longer guilty, no longer condemned, no longer helpless. Through the cross, we sing again. Beneath the cross of Jesus, I find a place to stand.
Beneath the cross of Jesus, I find a place to stand and wonder at such mercy that calls me as I am. For hands that should discard me hold wounds which tell me come. Beneath the cross of Jesus, my unworthy soul is one. Beneath the cross of Jesus, his family is my own. One stranger's chasing selfish dreams, now won through grace alone. How could I now dishonor the ones that you have loved? Beneath the cross of Jesus, see the children called by God. Beneath the cross of Jesus, the path before the crown, we follow in his footsteps, where promised hope is found. How great the joy before us to be his perfect bride. Beneath the cross of Jesus, we will gladly live our lives. We will gladly live our lives.
Beneath the cross of Jesus, and that invitation goes out to all. Here's Matthew chapter 13, the parable of the sower. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the lake. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, This is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. May God add his blessing to this reading of his word. And now Nigel will share with us.
Just over a year ago now, which seems like an eternity in time, I was attending the Chelsea Flower Show, the prestigious horticultural showcase where royalty, celebrities and mere mortals all mix together to admire all that is on offer, from lavish gardens to individual specimens of flowers and plants, and to experience the festival atmosphere, which is certainly contagious and for many an annual highlight in their gardening calendar. Now, for the record, before you jump to any conclusion, I'm certainly no horticultural heavyweight. In fact, in reality, I cannot really tell the difference between a dandelion and a dahlia. Nevertheless, the Chelsea Flower Show, to be fair, provides an amazing demonstration of gardening at its best, and certainly creates an amazing display of creativity. And each showcase garden is obviously planned and implemented with meticulous detail, so that every rock and plant are placed to such accuracy, the effect, to be fair, is pretty breathtaking. The parable that Jesus tells in today's readings in Matthew certainly seem to portray a gardener that spreads seed with such lack of accuracy and precision that they were certainly not aiming for a gold at the Chelsea Flower Show. The image is one of seeds being thrown haphazardly, which lands on a dirt path, rocky ground, and in the midst of thorns, and which some actually land on fertile soil. In our reading from Matthew's Gospel, we know this parable is the first of a number of parables that Jesus uses to begin to seek to describe the kingdom of God. It would be fair to say that the parables are by their very nature simple yet complex, obvious but hidden, and always can be interpreted on so many levels. And they have been. Scholars through the ages have certainly pondered their meanings, and time allows no study here today. However, as somebody once said, the God of the universe has beckoned us into his lap to tell us a story, so we need to pay attention. Maybe we need to pay attention to the fact that Jesus told us principally this parable was about the parable of the sower, his emphasis. I guess we must pay attention to the fact that the seed is thrown generously and almost carelessly, without discrimination, by the sower. There is a sense of unconditional coverage over the land, even to the unexpected places. The reality is that the expansion of the seed has been thrown wider than our limited grasp, understanding or prejudice. These last few weeks, after the tragic death of George Floyd in America and subsequent reaction across the world, provides a stark reminder and perhaps a needed wake-up call that the very heart of society has often been built on a bias and prejudice which has resulted in grave consequences for a whole section of the global population. Inclusion has to be more than a catchphrase on our church profiles. I read of a church recently who say they are a church with a really big door. I wonder, how big are our doors? How big can they be as we begin to reopen in the future? Will we take steps to be more inclusive, regardless of colour of skin, sexuality, disability, gender, etc. Richard Rohr, the Franciscan priest, once said, "You know you are living in God's kingdom when you can see God in all races, in all social classes, and even in all religions." So where do we see God? Maybe we also need to pay attention to the seed. The seed, we are informed, is the kingdom of God, which is potent and yields fruit, and yet like a seed takes root, grows and develops. There is to us always a mystery in its growth, and it cannot be controlled, as the prophet Isaiah reminds us that this seed will not return to God empty, but will accomplish what God desires and achieve the purpose for which it is sent. God is working everywhere. The liberating truth is that access to the kingdom of God does not seem to depend upon a formula that we recite, a belief structure that we must sign up to, or dependent on our social status, sexuality or ethnicity, but our willingness to begin the path of following Christ and, like him, live in love, grace, generosity and compassion. And finally, let's pay attention to the soil. The image, of course, is that some ground makes it tough to gain growth. We know through our own inner journeys of the landscape spoken of, the beaten path of life, the rocky patches. We have been scratched and cut by the thorns of life, and at times we have planted our roots in the sacred soil of divine love, and we have known that we are beloved. Seeds thrown everywhere, landing indiscriminately, seemingly wasteful, but in God's kingdom, wastefulness gives way to hope, love, and is loaded with generosity, which is the way God works with all of us. And a blessing to finish that I recently came across. May you, my brothers and sisters, be rescued from the lie that the peace, love, joy, and grace of God is somewhere else, for somebody else. May you discover, taste, hear, see, experience that which is right here, Jesus said, within.
Thank you, Nigel. And now Jackie leads us in prayer.
We pray for the needs of others. Lord, we pray for those hearts that are stony ground. May they be open to you. Lord, we pray for those hearts that are rocky ground. May the way be cleared for you. Lord, we pray for those whose hearts are too burdened. May they cast their cares upon you. Lord, let your word and your comfort cut through the complexities of our living. We pray for comfort for the sick and for those bereaved, remembering those we know at this time who struggle with the loss of their loved one. We pray a word of encouragement for the lonely and the downcast, a word of love for the unloved and the outcast. Let your grace and love be scattered amongst us. May we flourish and blossom in your grace, that our words and our actions may reveal you to others. Lord of life, be with us. In Jesus' name, amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Our closing hymn is from the New Song Whittle Band. Don't forget there's a monthly live New Song Cafe event on Facebook, and you can watch previous events on YouTube. We've put the link on the podcast page. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. May we know the deep love of Jesus today, during the coming week and for all of our lives, and may we share that love with others. We read a few verses from Psalm 119 as a blessing and a commitment for the week ahead. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn an oath and confirmed it to observe your righteous ordinances. I am severely afflicted. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept my offerings of praise, O Lord, and teach me your ordinances. I hold my life in my hand continually, but I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but I do not stray from your precepts. Your decrees are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. I incline my heart to perform your statutes forever to the end. May that be our prayer today. God bless. Today's message was shared by Nigel Mountford. Reverend Jackie Belfield led the prayers. Music was by the New Song Wirral Band and by Adrian Pallant. And the podcast was hosted by me, Pete Wildman.